Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny. All citizens of G Smooth City, may I have your attention, please? The time, 3 p.m. The date, the 26th of September. The event, the 113th year anniversary at the Second Nazarene Baptist Church. Your host, Pastor, is Gregory G Smooth Denny. The special guest will be the anointed preaching of the Reverend Dr. Lee Edward Fields, Jr. of the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Port Arthur, Texas.
And I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't care what you're going through in your life, you don't have to be bound. Because when you see Jesus, Jesus can bring about a spirit of restoration in your life.
The 113th year church anniversary of the Second Nazarene Baptist Church, 4800 Smith Avenue in Alexandria, the 26th of September at 3 p.m. The Second Nazarene Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Hello, thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you again for all of the supporters, all of those of you who are thought worthy of sending your support through financial blessings. It is a blessing that you thought about this ministry enough to send a financial seed. And note that when you plant a seed into good soil, you will come to find that seed will reap a harvest. And seeds, when they are planted and they're planted in the right place and they're planted by the right person, believe it or not, God richly blessed that seed. So we are thanking all of you that are planting seeds in this ministry, and we're asking that you would continue to plant seeds in this ministry as much as possible. For note that your seeds that you plant, it do help those who are in need. It helps keep this broadcast going. It also helps and allow me to go into the prisons and help some of the inmates that may need a little assistance, because there are a lot of inmates that are up in the jails that don't have any assistance at all. Nowadays the prisons have become to be a business of money making, and the essential things that they need is soap and towels and deodorant and toothpaste and all of that. You just don't know that those things are not being given to those inmates like you may think. And if they don't have any monies in their account, then they can't get these things. I know you say, well, hey, nobody put them there. No, yeah, that's true. But remember that we all do make mistakes and we all fall short. But just because a person made a mistake doesn't mean that we have to make the mistake in not supporting them and helping them to be a better person. Now we want to just briefly talk a little bit with you about a house that's built by wisdom. A house is built by wisdom. A house is built by wisdom. Look, how many of you know the story of the three little pigs and the bad wolf? The three little pigs is a fable about three pigs who built three houses of different materials. A big bad wolf blows down the first two pigs' houses, made of straw and sticks, respectively, but is unable to destroy the third pig house made of bricks. And I just want you to know that the house that was made of bricks was made from three things: wisdom, knowledge, and above all, understanding. And my brothers and sisters, that's what we have to build our lives off of: wisdom, knowledge, and above all, understanding. You have to have a good means of communication with people in today's society in order to be built off of a house that is structured with our loved ones. It is how well do you communicate with people that you love? You know, sometimes people that we love are the ones that's so hard to communicate with. You try your best sometimes to communicate with that person, and that person is not understanding you, and you're not understanding that person. And what happens is you become frustrated, and then that's when turmoil sets in, and that's when you start elevating your voice. You ain't heard me. You know, you elevate your voice because after you've talked in a low tone from the beginning, then it exhalates to getting high, and then the next thing happens, good God Almighty, something that you don't want to happen. It's simply because your communication, you're not communicating across to one another clearly enough for them to understand each other. So look, my brothers and sisters, one of the best things that we can have in our homes, in our churches, on our jobs, with our friends and family and loved ones, is a good line of communication. You know, I know a lot of us are headstrong, and a lot of us have a strong personality, and a lot of us think that we know everything. You know how it goes. But I want you to understand that even in the midst of all of that, we ought to be able to come down and come together and try our best to understand each other. And then if you don't understand, why don't we just take a break, get in your corner, and think about it, and then when you've thought about it and got everything together, then you can come back again. But we must have a good line of communication with one another. And the other thing is that have you identified your communication killers? What kills communication? Well, one of the things that kills communication, even though it's a communication communicating device, is the internet. The internet is one of the baddest, or the, shall I say, the worstest communication killer that we have. You know, you can do good things through the internet, but you can do a whole lot of bad things because we tend to want to communicate the bad things more than we communicate with the good thing. You know, another thing that is a communication killer is a cell phone. Good God Almighty. You know, we live on our cell phones, texting. We're driving down the road, and that's all we're doing is we're texting. We're at the red light, we're texting. We're in the restroom, we're texting. We're in the bathtub, we're texting. When we're eating, we're texting. And when we're on the phone, we are texting. Texting, texting, texting. And then I see some of them, man, you text so fast, it make my head spin. Good God Almighty. I haven't gotten there yet of texting that fast. Some of us text so fast till I don't know how to get it all in there. But it's a communication killer. Television. As another means of communicating, and it kills and it destroys a lot of our lives in this society because of what you're focusing on, what you're watching, what you're geared on. You know, you find that Shoot Me Up, Kill Me Up episode on the TV and the gangster thing on the TV, and you find that our children are tapping into that, and they're beginning to communicate with that and relating to that. And the next thing you know is the television come alive. We have to be careful with our means, our lines of communication. We have to be careful with those things and devices that we're given to communicate with. Another thing is, do I encourage everyone to speak their mind? My brothers and sisters, you know, that thing now, speaking your mind. I've gotten in so much trouble because I speak my mind. I have a strong nature. I'm aggressive. And because you find yourself aggressive and strong nature, sometimes what happens is that it doesn't go over well. It doesn't go over the way you think it should. And we have to be very, very careful with speaking our mind. It can be a good thing, and it can be a bad thing. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and speak your mind and then somebody cuss you out and you cuss them out back. Or somebody come out and do something and you go back and try to do something, because somebody going to end up with the raw deal of the stick. So, my brothers and sisters, be mighty careful in speaking your mind. Be mighty careful in speaking your mind. And if you can't do it respectfully, don't do it at all. So I just wanted to share just a little bit with you on communicating. Let's learn to communicate with our loved ones. Let's learn to communicate with our family. And look, most of all, you ought to learn how to communicate with God. Look, all you got to do is just call his name, and he'll answer you. And he and that's a line that's never busy. You never get this. It doesn't have a. Only way you disconnected from God is you didn't disconnect yourself from God. And so I tell you, learn to communicate with God, not just when you want something, not just when things are going bad, but communicate with him when things are going good. A good line of communication is the best thing for any relationship. A line of communication is good for you, good to you. And guess what? When you can communicate, the mountaintop is the limit. So look, I want you to always tune into this broadcast. I want you to remember that we do need your support. You can make any check or money orders out to Second Nazarene Baptist Church. You can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Or you can just cash app it to $Gregory Tenney. $Gregory Tenney. GREGORY Tenney. TENNIE. Again, that's GREGORY TENNIE. And put $ in front of Gregory. And I promise you that every seed that you sow, it will be used wisely. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part. And remember, the best is yet to come.
All citizens of G Smooth City, may I have your attention, please? The time, 3 p.m. The date, the 26th of September. The event, the 113th year anniversary at the Second Nazarene Baptist Church. Your host pastor is Gregory G. Smooth Tenney. The special guest will be the anointed preaching of the Reverend Dr. Lee Edward Fields Jr. of the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Port Arthur, Texas.
And I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't care what you're going through in your life, you don't have to be bound, because when you see Jesus, Jesus can bring about a spirit of restoration in your life.
The 113th year church anniversary of the Second Nazarene Baptist Church, 4800 Smith Avenue in Alexandria, the 26th of September at 3 p.m. The Second Nazarene Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me.
faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
towards me, Jesus. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy.
Towards me,
oh,
great is your grace.
Hey,
Put your hands all over the room and say this one.
This one in my stomach.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This one in my stomach.
Having just enough just to get by.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Thank you for listening to us on KAYT.